assets are. Armada robots, move forward to your mission. Commence projection of energy grid. Intervene containment cage.
Yes, proceed when ready.
Complete your mission, my children. Now! Excellent. Complete the energy cage. Susan Storm is my prisoner. If you wish her to remain unharmed, you must follow my orders. Fools, it is useless to resist. Yes, Reed Richards. As you see, the rumors of my death were without substance.
Spare me your histrionics. You have no choice but to obey me.
Step into the light and join us. Quickly. Robots, welcome my guests and secure them at once.
Call off the artillery. We're not going anywhere.
No, my young friend. You are. Relax and enjoy the ride.
You are guests of Dr. Doom. Welcome. Your rooms are ready.
Oh, no! You don't get me like that!
For the thing of vibranium steel apartment, you might be able to battle your way out in a few thousand years. Let's see how well the human torch can burn underwater. Now we come to Mr. Fantastic. How can we hold such a clever fellow? Mr. Fantastic can make himself whatever shape he wants. What better than a prism that can do the same? How fantastic do your friends seem now, Susan?
Fantastic enough to defeat you in the end. This isn't over yet.
Doombots, be gone!
You shall be my guest for dinner. And at sunrise, I will give you a mission to perform for me. And you will do it willingly, or you will all die. Well, Halfman, I wondered what was holding you up. It is of no consequence. I think our guests will behave themselves, at least while Mrs. Richards is at my table. Won't you join me, my dear? Perhaps Mrs. Richards would like to freshen up before dinner. Halfman, see to it. If you try to escape again, your wife will pay the penalty. I bid you good evening.
Sue Richards is beautiful, but will her loyalty to her husband withstand this trial? I wonder what she truly thinks of me. I am powerful, and once I was also handsome.
It is the man within who counts.
My life here is rather isolated. I'm pleased you accepted my invitation.
I had no choice. But I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I find you fascinating.
You do.
Halfman, clean up. I've made an unfortunate mess.
As we were saying, you find me fascinating.
It's the man behind the mask that intrigues me. I want to know more about you. All about you.
Now you have succeeded in fascinating me, Mrs. Richards. To your health, my charming Susan. Ah, an excellent vintage. And my story begins many years ago, in a gypsy camp, not far from the vineyards below this castle. My father, Rudolph, was a most important man, a respected healer. But there was nothing miraculous about his cures, ancient knowledge passed down from generations. On many occasions, he saved children who lay ill with dreaded fevers. The gratitude in their eyes, the only reward he sought. But the simple people of the village believed he was a miracle worker, a sorcerer. While some revered him, others saw him as a target, a golden goose whose feathers they could pluck. They saw their opportunity. They were sure my father had no chance. Such arrogant confidence. The villain's cruelty was without bounds. But they did not know what kind of man they'd chosen that night. My father's scientific skills and powerful manifestations. Robot Spider served him well. Did a blinding flash from his illuminated bottle. The superstitious fool! But this is too sad a story for such a cold evening. I should be silent and allow you to enjoy the meal.
Oh, no, please. I want you to tell me everything.
Yes, everything.